Market volatility and mounting economic pressures underscore the critical importance of an improved safety net for cotton farmers. The president and CEO of the National Cotton Council, Dr. Gary Adams, sits down with us to discuss the council's priorities in Washington with the new Congress.
One of our priorities always when we have a new Congress is just to make sure that we educate them about the importance of the industry in their particular state or district. Now, as we move into this appropriations process, some of the issues that we're working on from the industry's perspective is, one, is to seek the designation of cottonseed as a covered commodity so that it'll be eligible for the PLC and ARC programs that are offered under the 2014 Farm Bill. So that's a key priority. But then also we look at other funding priorities that are important to the industry, most notably continued funding for pest eradication programs, boll weevil and pink bollworm. We also need to have continued funding for the gen labs, and we're in fact seeking some additional funding for those gen labs so that we can make sure they're appropriately staffed and be able to carry out the research that's needed.
Another key priority includes the export promotion programs, according to Dr. Adams.
This is particularly important for the cotton industry because we export roughly 75% of our fiber, is to make sure that the export promotion programs of the Market Access Program and Farm Development Program are appropriately funded. That's the key source of funding for Cotton Council International. In fact, we're the largest cooperator, and so that's something that has to be covered in the appropriations process. So those are just a few of our priorities as Congress moves toward some type of appropriations vehicle.
And when it comes to the cottonseed designation issue?
Well, I think we still got a number of challenges. We have certainly raised the profile of the economic need that exists within the cotton industry. I believe that's very helpful for what we're trying to do. I think we've raised the awareness in Congress and certainly touched base with leadership in both the House and the Senate, as well as working closely with the House Agriculture Committee. So I believe the issue is out there front and center. Now, whether we're able to kind of get across the finish line depends on a number of factors, and one will be exactly how Congress chooses to fund the government for the remainder of this fiscal year. I think if there's some type of omnibus package, then that gives us a better chance to have this particular provision included. If Congress were to ultimately decide just do a continuing resolution and essentially hold things more of a status quo from a funding perspective, that's going to make it more difficult. One of the factors in our favor is the fact that as this legislative proposal has been put together, it is budget neutral, so we're really talking about just kind of some reshuffling of the funding and creating this designation. So I believe that does also work in our favor, but still a lot of challenges and uncertainties that will resolve themselves between now and probably the next week or so.